Moncrief on News Talk.
Mitsubishi has produced a record-breaking robot, the record being how long it took to solve a Rubik's Cube. It was 0.35 seconds. Why do robots ruin everything? Mary Hennessy is chair of Speed Cubing Ireland. Afternoon, Mary.
Hi, how's it going?
How quickly can a human do it?
So the current world record for a human is 3.13 seconds.
Well, that's not bad.
So about, I mean, 10 times slower than the robot, but yeah, it's all right, yeah.
Yeah, that's, now, the thing is, though, I mean, because I assume there was a kind of, it had robot hands and it was spinning it all around, but probably, unlike a human, a human has to look at all the different sides of a Rubik's Cube as you're going along, or do you?
Yeah, of course. So when you start, what you're looking for is patterns. See if you can kind of build up chunks of colour to ultimately get to your solved cube. What the robot would have done is it would have quickly scanned the cube, quickly found the optimum solution and applied that solution.
Right, OK. And that's what humans do too then?
Well, the robot will have found the optimum solution. So if you watch the video in slow motion, it seems to be doing random moves and then suddenly it solves. Where if you watch a human do it, they're like slowly assembling chunks of colour, kind of going layer by layer until it's solved. So you can more easily track what a human is doing. Like the computer was able to work backwards from the solved solution. But when a human does it, we see the scrambled cube and have to get to the complete solve.
Okay.
So we use very different methods to solve.
And what's the minimum amount of moves is there a record about that? What the minimum amount of moves just to get one out?
So there's this thing called God's Number, which was computed back in 2010 using servers from Google. So every single scramble of the cube, the most number of moves needed would be 20.
Crikey.
So that's the worst case scenario, 20 moves, if you're using the optimum solution. So this robot, at worst, would have done 20, where a typical human would take between 50 to 100 moves, depending on their skill level.
Okay, has a human ever done 20?
So not in the sense of speed, but there is a way to kind of find the solution with the fewest numbers of moves, but it would have taken that human up to an hour to find solution as opposed to the time the robot has.
And I assume, does it also matter like how scrambled up the Rubik's Cube is?
Yeah, it can very much matter. So for the robot, it wouldn't have mattered that much, like the difference between 15 and 20 moves. But for a human, it would matter a lot because if there's randomly chunks of colour together, that would give them a great head start.
And the Rubik's Cube is 50 years old this year.
Yeah, this year Rubik's is celebrating 50 years.
Yeah, that's and so it is extraordinary that it's still kind of seen as something of a gold standard for kind of an intellectual exercise.
Yeah, we see it all the time. People, I think the key for it is that the goal is so simple. The goal is to make each side the one colour, but to get to that goal can be quite challenging.
Yeah, and so and in terms of competitions and things, like are there variants on it now, or is it just still people using the basic cube and competing against each other?
So the World Cube Association governs speed cubing around the world, and there are 17 events that it recognises. So there's your standard 3x3 where the goal is to go as fast as possible. There's a separate category called fewest moves. So the goal there is to find the most efficient solution, but you have up to an hour to find it. Then there's also one-handed solving, blindfolded solving, solving cubes with up to 7 layers. So there's loads of different ways of to compete with speed cubing.
How do you get a Rubik's Cube out if you're blindfolded?
So what you do there is you take time to memorize the cube. You put on the blindfold and then you execute your solution. So before you put the blindfold on, you've memorized what turns you're going to make.
Oh, right. God, that's impressive.
It's incredible to watch, yeah.
Yeah, and are the people who kind of take part in these competitions, they're all like, I don't know, physicists and computer programmers and you know, really pointy-headed smart people?
No, a lot of our competitors are actually children. So we have a lot of competitors in the 8 to 15 range.
God, that's impressive. Thanks a million for talking to us today. That's Mary Hennessy there, Speed Cubing Ireland chairperson.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.